is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. You actually get to control the content of our website. Should you like, you can go and you can put different things up there. So you find a YouTube video that takes pretty great. You can put it up on our site. You find a news article or a blog post or whatever online that you think is interesting. You submit the link over at freetalklive.com, the submit show prep link. And then other listeners will then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've put forth. And you get to vote on things as well. So head on over there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Last night, Mark, you were not here, but because you take Mondays off now since you started doing the Sunday show. But last night we were talking about military counter-recruiting. And, well, I mean, we were talking about people who are in the military, who have been in the military and have exited the military early. Like, how did you do it? How did you get out? Because the story was about this 25-year-old guy over in the U.K., who had, he was a naval officer of some sort, refused to pick up a gun when he was ordered to do so.
Naval officer or
yes,
just in the Navy?
He'd been in the Navy for a while, like for since
that doesn't
age
make
18.
One an officer.
I don't remember what his rank was. He had some sort of a rank. Anyway, he...
Yes, people in the Navy have come with a rank, but... Okay,
whatever,
you're just
dude.
Say, you don't know.
He was a guy in the Navy, and he'd been there for a long time, and he had changed his mind about getting involved in conflict. He had come across WikiLeaks and the information about innocent people being slaughtered.
Got to be disturbing.
And that really bothered him. And it bothered him to the point where he became the third person in the history of the, I believe, the entire British military, the third person in the entire history to refuse to follow such an order. If I'm recalling the article last night, I don't have it in front of me. But anyway, it was a big deal. And they went after this kid, this young man, and they went after him, and they put him in a brig. Now he's going to be in that brig for 7 months, and after that, he's out of the military. So they've essentially discharged him pending the 7 months in brig.
Well, if you've got a guy in the military that won't pick up a gun, what good is he, right? I mean, to the military.
Right. But that was kind of what led into the discussion of, well, how do you get out? What are some of the other ways to get out?
We've got emails here asking us that very question, as if Free Talk Live might be the premier source for how to get out of the military, and I wouldn't claim to know that, but we've had a lot of people just say, well, just tell them you're not going to participate. Just keep telling them no. Some people have left and walked away.
Well, I've got the AWOL story here because I had recalled it vaguely last night, and I couldn't recall the details, and so the guy who had gone AWOL was listening, and he shot me a message over the Free Keen forum at freekeen.com. So here's his story. He says, I went into the Army in 1997, just after the summer of my senior year. My dad is in the military and basically kicked me out of the house after high school. After a summer of skateboarding and drug use, I realized I had to do something. Most of my friends were either going to college or going nowhere. I didn't want to do either of those things, and I had no money for college anyway, so off to the military I went.
This happens a lot to people. I mean, a lot. A lot of young kids say, well, I got nothing to do. The military has a plan for me, and I guess I'll take that plan since I don't have one of my own. I guess to those people, I would say, McDonald's has a plan for you, too. And you'll get paid more initially. And there's a better chance.
And you can leave if you decide you want to leave.
There's right. The opportunity to leave if you decide to. There's probably a larger opportunity for advancement. And nobody shoots at you. Fewer people shooting at you.
Right. So he says, my job was 11B, which is infantry. And after I got to my duty station, I realized I'd made a huge mistake. I grew up on a heavy diet of skateboarding, punk rock, and punk rock, so I was already pretty much anti-authority. Long story very short, myself and a friend of mine decided we had to leave. He was a little more hardcore than me, and he went first. I waited for probably a month after he left, and then I left. I cherished every bit of my freedom with days of skateboarding and more drug use. I waited for 30 days and then turned myself in. This is the length of time that one has to wait to not be sent back to my unit. We studied the policy on AWOL extensively, so we knew what to expect. By the way, I was stationed at Fort Myer, Virginia. My job was to bury dead soldiers for a couple of years, which is one of the reasons I left. I changed hands a couple of times through different military bases and finally ended up at Fort Knox. I knew my punishment was not going to be too severe. Like I said, we'd studied the procedure on this issue. I was called.
So how long was this between his return and Fort Knox?
Not made clear.
Okay.
So he was gone for a month, then came back.
Okay.
I changed hands a couple of times through different military bases, he says, as he knew the procedure. I was called a loser and a traitor for 2 weeks. I had to pick up garbage alongside the highways in Kentucky. All in all, it wasn't too bad. I was not in a cage. It was a barrack-style housing unit.
Yeah.
There were many people picked up for AWOL. The barracks were almost full of AWOL soldiers. It happens more than you know. After I processed out, I was dropped off at the airport with my DD-214 discharge papers in my hand. I received a general discharge. I was completely broke, hungry, but I was free. I'm now a master of my craft, which is auto mechanics, and it has never affected me. It was probably the best thing I ever did.
You know, so many people are so scared of the idea of going AWOL. I mean, because when you watched Gomer Pyle, people got thrown in jail for it. People get shot for it. I mean, there was a guy in World War II, and the name isn't coming to my mind here, but he was court-martialed and shot for cowardice in the American military.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he was basically a conscientious objector. There's a movie out of with the guy from West Wing portraying him, but as the case may be, it's kind of an interesting story, and people get the impression that you get killed or you get incarcerated for going AWOL, and it doesn't seem to happen that way.
Well, maybe it used to. Maybe it doesn't anymore.
I'm sure it did.
Or maybe Chris's case is special, although he seems to be pretty certain. Like he said, he studied this procedure, he knows about AWOL, he knew what to expect. And so if his case is common, and I'm not saying it is, I don't know. All I know is what he's written to me. I've never been in the military, have never studied this outside of the experience I've had talking to folks. So I guess I wonder, is this common? I mean, is it, like he says, it happens more often than you think. He was there with a whole bunch of these AWOL soldiers. What good is it going to do the military to put all these people in a brig somewhere?
Yeah, it doesn't really do them any good, and I think that's what the conclusion they've come to, that, the negative reinforcement, in fact, this is pretty much true in life, that negative reinforcement is not nearly as good as positive reinforcement in getting people to do what you want. And so you've got this, situation where the military is kind of an employer of last resort, and it has an employment policy that is entirely different than what everybody's used to in the sort of the real world. There's no place else where you can go and sign a contract and get thrown in jail for not completing an employment contract. It doesn't, it doesn't make much sense, but that's the way they operate.
Toll free number for you if you want to share your thoughts on this. Maybe you have experience with going AWOL, 800-259-9231, that is absent without leave, for those that don't know what the acronym is, 800-259-9231. So it sounds like you could just leave, take yourself a month off, and then go show back up and say, yeah, I just wanted to let you know I left on purpose.
How do you think the military should deal with AWOL people? I mean, should we go back to the shooting of military people that decide that the military isn't for them? Do you think that...
I would think only the most hardcore military person would think that.
There are a lot of them, though. The military has great PR. Have you seen those commercials? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's awesome stuff. People get people just think that it's an organization that's awesome. Even some of the T-shirts. So one of the things that I say on the air is the military is paid to kill people and break things. They've got that on a T-shirt.
Do they?
People in the military and people that support the military will wear T-shirts that say things like that.
Mm.
I mean, that's how good this organization that is effectually a group of paid killers and their support staff, that's how good their PR is.
So I felt pretty bad recently on the Free Talk Live Facebook profile. Somebody had posted a request on there asking for somebody to point him to some sort of counter-recruitment material. And I said, I wish I knew of some. I mean, I know that the Quakers have some out there. I've looked for it in the past, but I don't have it bookmarked, and I wouldn't know exactly where to go to find it again. So I just recommend that he, search for Quaker counter-recruitment
material. Yeah, that's
material.
What I'd do.
But really, I would sure love it if somebody had a kind of a liberty-based counter-recruiting pamphlet of some sort that we could point folks to. I don't know of it. If you do, let us know. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? You trust the government. Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. We've got a bunch of different features there, and we give them all away to you. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, ours is free at freetalklive.com, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com to see that and to get interactive. So 800-259-9231. If you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet, the banks charging you fees, you want to take back control of your own money, take a look at Bitcoin. It's the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity day by day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value appears to be growing with time. Learn more at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And Free Talk Live, by the way, does accept Bitcoin for contributions. You can see the Bitcoin logo up at the top right of our website, or just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get more details there. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Lonnie is listening in Minnesota to WNMT in the northern section. Hey, Lonnie.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Enjoy your show. I just got a few thoughts on AWOL.
Yes, sir.
In the military, if you go AWOL, that's like getting a weekend pass and getting drunk and not showing up on Monday morning. It's as common as the cold. People usually, if it's a first offense, get a slap on the wrist. Second offense, you get 30 days in jail. However, if it exceeds 30 days, then it's called desertion. That's a whole new ball game. Because if you're found guilty of desertion, that's the same as betraying the country. And that's where they shoot people and so on and so forth.
Well, what do you have to say to the story from Chris, who writes in saying that he went away for 30 days, came back, and they made him pick up some garbage on the side of the highway before they kicked him out with a general discharge?
You know, that's pretty much the way it goes, because the new military, I was back in the 60s and 70s, and things were a lot more disciplinary then. Nowadays, they just kind of administratively handle it. But I got a mystery I want to share with you.
A mystery?
Yeah.
Okay.
2,000 missing Americans in the military. In 1973, I went back to Vietnam as a civilian advisor working for the embassy out of Saigon. And they took our passports away and gave us a photocopy. And they said the reason for it is there was 2,000 deserters living in Cholon, the Chinese area of Saigon. And these were actual deserters from 10 years of war, who were working in the black market, dealing in drugs and so on, and then they pretty much renounced everything, and were living down there. So they said, when you get ready to go back, we'll give you your passport back, because they're worth several thousand dollars. If they knock you in the head, get your passport, they'll have their picture inserted. They'll get to escape the country and go home under your name.
Oh, I see. So the passport, them taking your passport, was a protection measure for you.
Right, right. And then a year and a half later, we all seen the pictures of the helicopters landing on top of the embassy, taking the last Americans out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I saw those pictures, the first thought popped into my mind was, what happened to those 2,000 American young people in Cholon that were left behind when the communists took over? Now, I've asked the VA, I've asked several politicians, state-level politicians, and sent letters to the government in Washington, and I have never gotten an answer what happened to them after America pulled out and the communists took over.
Didn't they become extras in, like, Chuck Norris films?
I'll tell you what. I don't know, but, you know, you take a 17, 18-year-old kid who's thrown into the middle of a war. He gets scared and runs and hides in a part of town where they can't find him. He has no way of making a living, so he turns to the black market. The country deserts the country and leaves him behind, and there's never any accounting for it. Now, we accounted for the people that went to Canada. We accounted for everybody under the sun, but that's 2,000 young Americans who admittedly screwed up, but they got left behind.
Interesting question, Lonnie, and thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231.
You know, you may. This is also sort of brings up the same question of what about the MIA POWs, the folks flying the flag? That kind of has come up to me. It seems like just a solidarity thing. You know, like I was in Vietnam, it was tough. You were in Vietnam, it was tough. You know, we haven't forgot the people that have died there, that have gone missing. You know, that kind of thing. And obviously these guys are in a different group, but it just kind of this is it clearly shows the gaping hole that is this war, French Indochina, in the souls of many Americans. Many Americans, they go, they don't go a day without thinking about this place. Because so much was spent there, so much was lost there. You know, it was a formative experience for so many of these people. And I could only just guess at what that might be like.
Your thoughts, welcome. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Neil is listening in Pennsylvania. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi. I was calling because I wanted to share my own experience with getting out of the military and AWOL and all that stuff.
All right, I'll tell you what, Neil. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle the phone line that you're on. We'll try it for a little bit here, but you may have to call back on a better phone.
Okay. Well, I was just wanting to say that you know, a lot of people before me have been saying that it's fairly common to get AWOL, but it was my own personal experience, just like missing formations and stuff. I ended up with like multiple counts of AWOL. As a suggestion, I guess, for anybody today that's trying to get out, it must be a lot tougher today than it was when the war started. I decided to make the move out then.
What does that mean?
Like to move out of the military by any means necessary.
Okay.
Now, for my own personal experience, it turns out that I had, you know, a company commander that was sympathetic to the cause.
Yeah, we're losing you. Thanks for the call. You're welcome to try back on a different line. Unfortunately, couldn't keep him on. Something wrong with the phone there. 800-259-9231. He's speculating that he thinks it's worse today. It wasn't really clear when Chris, who had
emailed... Well, I think he was saying that it's better now than it was when he was in...
I thought he said it was worse now because he left before they went to war.
Okay. Maybe, you know...
Julio, did you hear that clearly?
No.
Okay.
You'd think that during a wartime it would be more difficult than, with a peacetime.
That's what he was
right?
saying. It was more difficult
now.
Yeah,
makes sense. Yeah.
So I don't know what the accuracy is there. Okay, yeah, okay. Chris said he was in... It was in 1997 when he joined the Army. So that was a while back. Who knows what it's like today? If you know, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can also bring up whatever it is that you'd like.
You know, it's a lot easier not to join than it is to try to get out, though.
I always feel so sad when I work with some young people and I hear 18-year-olds talking about joining the military because they don't know what else they should do. And gosh, if I did everything I thought I should do when I was 18 years old, I think I would have regretted a lot of it because you just grow and you change. And I feel a lot of people regret that decision.
Have you ever talked to people about that? Like, you know, try to talk them out of it?
I will express my personal opinion. I'm certainly not one to tell people what they should do, but
sure.
I strongly advise against it.
You take control here. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. Also, coming up, the federal government has ruled on marijuana. And I bet you can guess what they're going to have to say about it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark, inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. The news updates are available for you. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, whatever works best for you. It's all free. news.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf course, and a lot more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you should reserve your berth now. It's getting close here, and there's just a few rooms left on the ship. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
We continue with you, your thoughts about what you want. Kurt is on the line in Michigan on the Amp Lines. Hello, Kurt.
Julia, Mark, Ian, how are you tonight?
Good,
Kurt. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm a couple of weeks behind in the podcast, and I'm at the point now where you're talking about rights and liberties, freedom, and definitions thereof. So I decided to start looking for definitions of liberty. Now, I had one probably about 2 years ago that I really thought summed it up, and it's the one I still use. But the one on dictionary.com almost like interchanges freedom and liberty. You know, they're saying it's freedom from despotic governmental control.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always looked at freedom as being the lack of coercion.
Well, isn't that pretty much the same thing? I mean, freedom from despotic control, freedom from coercion.
True. but they're using that as the definition of liberty.
Where
the definition that I've always used and been comfortable with is the ability to make decisions within your sphere of influence without restriction.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Yeah. It seems as if there's a melding of those two definitions, and it's kind of disturbing to me, you know, because freedom is a negative thing. It's the absence of something, right?
Okay.
In this case, coercion. Whereas liberty is kind of like a positive thing. Your ability to make decisions within your sphere of influence without restriction.
Well, the without, I suppose, is somewhat negative, but go ahead.
I wanted to make that point.
All right.
So.
I don't really have anything to say to it. I think that it's fine. I mean, I agree with it, but at the same time, I also understand why people would interchange the two and consider them very similar. So I see where you're coming from. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it something that you guys get upset about, people using those terms similarly?
Well, I use them interchangeably in my life, basically, whatever sounds good in the sentence.
Yeah, I agree.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We continue here. By the way, update on the Jim Johnson case. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah, this is an important update.
Yeah, we talked about it last night. Dale and I had just gotten back from jail. We went out to visit him. I can now go to the jail and actually visit people. My prohibition on being on the jail property has expired, finally. And last night, we didn't get a bunch of information from Jim, but it was nice to see him and kind of recap for you what happened to him. He's in jail. And we've been wondering for the past couple weeks, because he's been in for about 13 days now.
Tell him what he went in for. I think
right, he's in because he was found guilty by a jury of trespass, criminal trespass, for being on the jail property and being with me and a dozen plus other people. Yeah, having a protest in a supposedly public place.
Now, and I'd also like to point out that these protests had gone on many. I mean, you guys were making French toast out there sometimes. I mean, you guys had parties out there at the jail.
At the old jail, then they moved to a new jail, and they all of a sudden changed how they.
So the expectation was reasonable that. They should have been there, and throwing him in jail really just doesn't make any sense. By the way, there were other people there that were charged with the same thing. Some of them were found innocent. I mean, they weren't found innocent for not being there. They were found innocent because they were found, not to have been trespassing. Those that were found guilty of violation levels, people.
I was one of those.
Yeah, it's really
weird. I was fined like $1,000 for that, which I didn't pay any of that to the state. I paid some money to charity, and that was accepted as satisfying the fine, which is always nice when that happens for me. So, Jim Johnson was sentenced to a $650 fine after a jury found him guilty of this trespass. He was the only one of all of the dozen of us that were arrested for this trespass charge that actually went to a jury trial. And when he didn't pay the fine, they called him back in to address as to why he didn't pay the fine. And rather than doing what has been done in the past to activists, which is, okay, well, you didn't pay the fine, you're going to jail for $50 a day. Here in New Hampshire, it's $50 a day credit towards any fine that you owe to the state. They'll credit you $50 for being in jail. Just for sitting in jail, $50 a day.
Yeah, it's like earning money.
Well, not really.
No.
But so they didn't do that. Normally they do, and they didn't in this particular case.
Well, they did something that was, as far as I'm concerned, just wholly unconstitutional. They told him to fill out a form, and they asked him, to pay. He said that I have no money to pay you, or something like that. Something that's kind of
right. And the man in the robe then said, "Well, we don't know what you've got until you fill out our form.
Fill out this form." He says that he's not going to fill out this form. He doesn't know what the information is going to be used for, and he's not going to fill out the form. The guy held him in contempt
because he shouldn't be forced to testify against himself.
Right? Why should you have to fill out the government's form? Isn't that the Fifth Amendment? Doesn't it?
You'd think
you don't have to give information about yourself because you don't know how the government's going to use it.
It seems
you
pretty
should
clear.
Have the option of filling out the form or not filling out the form.
Well, he does, apparently. He can not fill out the form and sit in jail forever.
Well, no.
Forever? That doesn't even make sense. Seriously? Forever?
That's indeterminate amount of time.
That's what
said.
I found out today. That's the news today, because we were wondering whether the judge was just kind of trying to play a game, an intimidation game, where he made it sound like you're going to go to jail for forever unless you fill out the form, but then after 14 days he gets released, or 13 days, because $50 a day, $650, that totals out to 13 days. We're now right around that 13-day mark. It's either today or tomorrow that's going to be day number 13 or 14. and I happened to see the jail superintendent today because I was down at the court for other reasons. I talked to him, and I asked him about, are you familiar with the Jim Johnson case? And he said, well, we kind of went back and forth for a little bit. He said, well, let me check into it, and I'll see if I can get, I'll take him out of seg. Because he's in segregation. He's in 23 hours a day in segregation.
Why is that?
Well, there's a policy at the jail. If you get put in jail for not paying a fine, or if you get put in jail for contempt of court, you will be kept in segregation for 14 days.
Because they just want to punish you a little more?
The idea is that it will intimidate you into actually ponying up. He says that frequently they'll put somebody in who owes child support money into segregation, and then all of a sudden, 3 days later, they come up with the money. And I think he's telling the truth. I think that's true. You know, they're putting the screws to people with this policy.
Exactly what it is. Something darn close to torture.
But he was being very nice to me, and he said, well, I'll get him out of seg. And so he calls up one of his agents, and he inquires as to the case. And, of course, Jim's he's not misbehaving in there or anything like that. So they had no reason to keep him in seg at that point. So he should be getting out of seg. That's the good news. He's going into general population where he'll be able to be visited all day, every single day, for the most part, during regular visiting hours. And whereas right now, because he's in segregation, he only gets a half an hour on Mondays. That's it.
Hmm.
So now anybody can go visit him whenever, which would be good. But the bad news is he checked into his status because, again, I was wondering, well, are they kind of trying to play a little game and wait the 14 days and then let him out and just forget about the whole signing the affidavit because he's already spent the 14 days in jail and so therefore he's, you know, worked off the $650? That was my ultimate question. And I figured we were just going to find out over time, but since I talked to the warden, I got to find out for sure. He said he checked the file. I saw him make the call in front of me. He checked the file with his agent on the phone, and Jim Johnson is absolutely being held pending a court appearance. And the only way he's going back in front of that court is, according to the man in the robe, if he fills out that financial form.
Wow.
So, yeah. Our friend Jim, and early mover, early activist for the Free State Project, is being held forever in jail because he didn't fill out a form.
Because he won't, because he's trying to exercise the Fifth Amendment right that
That's
he
right.
has, and this judge is just breaking the law, and there is no recourse on these things.
No, it's a contempt of court charge. You can't appeal it. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We're kind of recapping for you some of the details that I learned today while talking to the superintendent of the local jail. We've been talking about our friend Jim Johnson, local activist, somebody who moved here early for the Free State Project. We talk a lot about the Free State Project on the show. We all moved here to New Hampshire. We all came from Florida. And
here on the air.
Yeah, those of us sitting in this room. There are a lot of folks here in New Hampshire who came from all over the place, and in fact around the world, to get here, to become active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it is not an easy process. I think some people think this is going to be a walk in the park. Like, this is going to be a cakewalk. No problem. Oh, just move up here and just, well, the state will just change. No, no. This is going to be a long process.
They call it liberty in our lifetimes is the tagline for the Free State Project, and that doesn't mean liberty in 2 years.
I wish it did, but no, we're not even close. We need hundreds more people. We need thousands more people to make the move up here.
Certainly make a difference.
Before we'll really start to see some more significant change. It's coming. Things have changed. We're moving things in the right direction, but it's slow going. And in a case like this, where you've got an activist who is sitting in a jail cell, has been in segregation for almost 2 full weeks for not filling out a form in court, and he's been charged with what they call contempt. Now, anybody that's ever dealt with contempt knows what a load of BS it is. Essentially, it is a power. It is an inherent power. That's the idea, at least. I mean, these are just men with guns and cages.
Right. But there is no legal power if, you know, just guys that don't have to apply to obey laws, write laws down, and make you obey them. I mean, that's not really... That's not the rule of law.
But this is what they tell themselves. They tell themselves that it is inherent power within the judiciary to be able to have the power of contempt, because the judge needs to be able to control his courtroom. And, of course, that means that he can literally control it with an iron fist. And if you do something he doesn't like within his little purview, within his kingdom, then you go to a cage. and you may never come out. Some people have been held in contempt for years.
It's unbelievable. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think you're right about that. I mean, people will listen to this. This is America. We don't do things like that around here.
We don't throw people in prison for life for not filling out a single form.
Right. But that's what they're doing.
Right. And in violation of the Fifth Amendment, and there is no recourse, people. If there's a recourse, please tell me what it is.
I'd love to hear about it.
I would love to hear it, because we can't figure it out. We don't know how to work around contempt of court.
Somebody said something about a habeas corpus, but I looked at habeas corpus this afternoon. Now, I'm no lawyer, but I looked at the Wikipedia explanation for what a habeas corpus is. It's essentially asking the jailer to show his reason for keeping somebody. So you file the habeas corpus against the superintendent of the jail, basically, and it's basically saying, hey, you need to come and show your reason for keeping this person there. And all he's going to do is point to the order from the judge. Well, here's the order. It's contempt. Hey, there's your habeas.
Yeah. I have delivered the body of evidence.
Right.
Now go away.
So it's total control, and on top of everything else, I don't even know how realistic it is to suggest that anything can be done within the system. It certainly is no easy process. There's a lengthy paper that I looked at about contempt of court in New Hampshire, and in a lot of places, very, very similar. It basically said that the judiciary is going to kick this back in the legislature's face. If the legislature comes out and says, all right, judges, you can't send anyone to jail for contempt for longer than a week. The Supreme Court has indicated, now they've never actually had to rule on this, so it still remains to be seen how
the New Hampshire Supreme Court or the U.S.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court has indicated that they would just basically kick it back in their face and say, we're the judiciary, you're the legislature, you can't touch us.
And, you can imagine how this is true.
Well, the idea is it's supposed to be three separate branches of government, and so therefore
checks and balances, baby.
So the legislature
just like civics class.
So, really, there's no way for them to, like, the legislature can't just abolish contempt of court. They didn't create it in the first place. So how do you deal with this? How do you do it? Please, I want to hear some ideas. I have no idea what to do besides bring pressure on the judge. And I don't know if that's going to help.
Right. And I mean, if a judge can find somebody in contempt for refusing to fill out a financial affidavit, which, mm-hmm. I mean, the only punishment for not filling out this form is that the guy should have to pay the fine. But he's found Jim in contempt because of this. So my question is, can they find you in contempt for, say, wearing a red shirt? I mean, he could find you, if he can find you in contempt for not filling out a form, then he can find you in contempt for anything. And that means that anybody who walks into a court in the United States of America is subject to a life sentence. No wonder people don't go to these places. No wonder they don't want anything to do with these insane madmen running around in black muumuus.
Yep, pretty much. And the superintendent himself has no ability to control who's in his prison. He can't just look at his roster and say, oh, you and you don't belong here. Get out. He can't do that. So maybe
the jailer can't kick anybody out who's in on contempt. He has no ability to do that from what
I understand. Maybe that could be a possible change, but even so, then you're still relying on the jailer to do the right thing. Ours is better here than in other places, but still, that's not going to do much good, I think, for most folks that are in jail. So what is your solution? Do you have one for dealing with contempt? Because I'd love to hear some ideas. I don't know. I'm not a legal expert. I don't know what can be done. But everything I've read is basically like, yeah, you're screwed. There's nothing we can do about this. So, oh well. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe there's some way of complaining about a judge and somehow getting the judge removed.
Who would you complain to?
Well, apparently
other judges that don't want their power to be unseated.
Right. Apparently there's some commission, which of course are other judges. There is also some kind of legislative commission as well, which I guess is fairly new.
I understand, the judges are appointed by the general court in this, which is the state house, the House of Representatives here in the state of New Hampshire, and that therefore the legislators have some kind of ability to recall them. But
so maybe that could be done, and you could have a more even-handed judge that could take his place. But boy, what are the odds of that happening? It just seems so far away, and I can only imagine how it feels to Jim Johnson, who's currently sitting in that jail cell right now. Can only imagine. He's away from his wife. He's away from his work. He's away from his friends. And he's in 23 hours a day segregation for not filling out a form. And I'm forced to pay for all this crap. And you know, it's funny. I was talking to the cops because they called about four cops on JJ and I when I was making a stink again about having my recording devices taken from me. And that may come to a head coming up here this Friday. But they called out these cops, and I was talking to these guys. These guys don't think I pay taxes. I don't know how that rumor got around. I mean, I don't pay federal taxes, but I pay the damn property taxes here because I'm afraid they're going to come take my house from me. But they, two different cops, were convinced that I was BSing them when I told them I paid their salary. They thought that I don't know. You don't pay taxes. I said, yeah, I do. I paid $6,000 in taxes. And I was just trying to get an answer out of them. My question for them was a simple one, was, okay, they kept pointing to this order on the wall saying, well, this is why you can't take recording devices in here, because some man in a robe wrote this and we posted it here. And I said, well, do you follow the order above the Constitution that you swore an oath to? I just want to understand. Is the Constitution the highest law of the land, or is it the man in the robe who writes stuff down on a piece of paper? Which one is it? That was pretty much the essence of my question for them, and they refused to answer it. Well, like, we're not going to argue with you. We follow this order. Well, no. I want a responsive answer to this. Is there anyone who can give me a responsive answer? No. There's nobody here who's authorized to speak for the Sheriff's Department. I ended up talking to the captain of the Sheriff's Department later, and he did basically say, he's going to do whatever the men in the robe say, and if you don't like it, you can challenge it. But how the hell are you supposed to challenge it? How do you challenge contempt of court?
You can't. They don't want you to be able to challenge it. That's the point, is these people want to, these public servants want to provide you with no service whatsoever.
That's right.
Just go and ask your government for some service, and you'll find out exactly how much they wish to serve.
I just want a damn question answered. That's all.
Oh, they hate answering questions.
Yeah, they sure do. It was just awful. It's just awful. And I swear to you, I don't know how much longer I can take it. I really don't. Plus, coming up on Friday, and what I mean by that is I might stop actually paying taxes at some point. But come on. I'm not getting service. I can't even get questions answered by these people. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But coming up Friday morning, there's going to be a memorial for the guy that burned himself alive out in front of that same courthouse.
Yeah.
And JJ, who's on with us Thursday nights, he's promised the court staff that he's going to show up with the camera crew to violate their camera ban. So we'll see what happens then. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.